Well, then there's Tom. And we know that Tom has gone to many a North American city on these road trips. And just about every time he leaves with a trail of angry people.
Even Tom.
Because he conducts interviews in the men's room.
It's such a great premise that you almost don't even need to play any audio with it. When you just tell people about it, they're fascinated by Tom's enormous guts, his enormous sack, his enormous Mary Carrillo hair.
Do you guys even know the crowd of P1s that were gathering outside the men's room? I don't have any
idea.
At this very bathroom, there were...
I know there was a woman.
There were three or four P1s outside the men's room. And it usually works like this. Tom and Dan go into the men's room. We have found if all four of us go in, especially in these old arenas, it gets awful obvious that there's four guys in suits in there, and there's just not a lot of room to move around. I actually had to go to the bathroom, so although I had a lot of performance anxiety with Tom doing his bit 10 feet from me.
Plus, it's a trough.
Yes.
It was not a separate little urinal situation. It's just the big, old Cleveland Stadium had this. It's just a big, giant, everybody stands against the wall and goes.
Is that the sign of old age, too, that you just kind of stand there and think of waterfalls and things to try to get things going, but, you know, just kind of stand there for a while and hope the guy behind you doesn't start.
Did you just give up then?
No, no.
Or did you end up going?
I've only given up once or twice in my life. But
a little tickle?
I didn't give up. It's
kind of fake your way through it.
No, it's a mental game. If you think of waterfalls, eventually good things start happening.
Now, don't go chasing waterfalls.
All right, so we go in the bathroom. Like I said, the premise, I think, is gold enough. But the premise is that we're on the Stars Radio Network, and we are actually now.
Right.
And that during the intermissions, their bright idea is to send it down to a reporter who looks for the most rabid fans, and where are they? They're in the bathroom.
Of course.
That's right. It makes perfect sense.
So
and then
stupid.
He interviews them in the bathroom, not only in the bathroom, but walks up the line of people. Like, he'll start at the back interviewing guys, but then walks up the line, ends up at the very front, and then interviews them while they are going to the bathroom.
Yeah, and it's weird because there's
it's all the buzz in the full bath. Anytime you're in the back, you're just hearing people going, "You see that guy? What's he doing? There's a guy." Like, they can't believe the concept.
Yes.
And that they think they're being punked, which I guess they are.
That's the thing, is you've seen interviews your whole life. You've seen bathrooms your whole life. You've never seen interviews in bathrooms, but yet for some reason, the second you see them, you know it's not right, and it's suddenly the talk of the entire room.
And the reporter conducting the interview is oblivious to the fact that this is an oddity.
Right.
He's like, he's just doing his job, is interviewing fans.
That's
and
right.
He's just a sports fan. He knows all the sports fans.
He's just trying to
need to take a leak during the intermission.
He's just trying to gather news. Is that
so
wrong?
He doesn't treat it as if it's an odd situation at all. He's just there to interview you about your thoughts on the first period or second or third or whatever. Well, probably just first or second. All right, so let's go into the bathroom. He went to three different bathrooms during the first and second intermission.
Okay.
The third one we went to ended up being the drinker's bathroom. It was kind of in the end zone up high where the good fans sit, right?
Yep, yep.
The guys that spend less for their tickets spend more on beer.
They can afford more beer.
Right.
Sure.
And that's where we'll end, but I kind of mixed some of each one together. And if you ever want to pause it, you have very nervous Tom here.
That's the only Tom
we know.
Tom is a method actor, which means he's in full character. So even outside in the concourse, he will pretend to be checking in with the guys in the truck. Are you ready for me, guys? And blah, blah, blah. So, and then we'll walk into the bathroom.
All right.
And we'll find out. The challenge is, Donovan couldn't do it. Can Tom make one of these nice, nice Pittsburghians mad?
Listen, guys. You got me? All right. Let me know when Ralph and Razor are ready to throw it to me. Okay. Thank you, Ralph. We are at the first intermission here at Mellon Arena. Your Dallas Stars and the Pittsburgh Penguins are all knotted at one. And it's time for our Meet the Enemy segment. Brought to you by Lizard Larceny. Lizard Larceny, Dallas's first and finest Doors tribute band playing the Barley House this Saturday at 6 o'clock. Don't miss
Unreal.
Lizard Larceny.
Is it true?
Unreal.
It's true. Totally
really?
True. You worked in a plug? Yeah,
right
worked in a plug during
right.
Gabby urinated.
Yep. Unreal.
Amazing.
Pittsburgh has some of the most ravenous and knowledgeable hockey fans in all the NHL. They've had a run of terrific success here. Eastern Conference final title 2 years ago, Stanley Cup last year. So we're going to talk to some Penguins fans right now and get their thoughts here on the first period of the game. People are kind of moving.
And just the looks. We're in the back of the bathroom now. He's moved his way in. And it's incredulous. People cannot believe there's a guy with a microphone apparently on the radio in the bathroom.
Don't you think the expression is unanimous, too? It's like confusion, but it's also, if you're going to talk to someone, just don't talk to me. So I'm going to look at the wall here and really hope he doesn't pick me.
Yes, right. And think of waterfalls.
Right. Around here. Sir, you're a Penguins fan from Long Wage or on Dallas Stars Radio. What did you what'd you think of the first period?
I think it was good. I mean, Dallas is they're big, tough players, but we haven't played.
Wow.
It was a good first period. Hopefully, you know, we get some more goals out there.
Let's talk to some more.
What?
Equipment difficulties here.
Headphones came off.
In a Crosby jersey.
Too much
Who's
hair.
Your favorite player? Is it Sidney Crosby?
Sure. Always.
All right. Terrific. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Let's go right there.
What?
Okay, that's funny. Now, as
when Tom gets nervous,
my headphones kept coming off.
Your headphones kept falling off, and your hair is just too beautiful.
It's huge.
He stops enunciating.
As you get nervous, you start asking yes or no questions too.
Yes. Yeah.
Later on, you will have a presence of mind and your thought to ask questions to make them answer. But you're like, is Sidney Crosby your favorite player? Does not lead to a lot of talk. And then all of a sudden, you're nervous because you expected a long answer to give you time to think of your next question.
Right.
Right.
And now you're panicking, and you have my favorite little phrase, I think, of the whole time so far is, wait.
But, all right. Terrific. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Let's go right there.
What was that? Boy, I love when Tom is so nervous. He stops forming words with his mouth.
What was that?
It just sounds through an open cavern.
Now, what was that supposed to be, Tom?
I don't even know. Play it again.
I did it.
Crosby?
Sure. Always.
All right. Terrific. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Let's go right there.
Is that backmasking, Tom?
I don't. It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Are you sending a shout out to the devil there, or what was
yeah,
that?
Yeah, if we play that backwards.
Let's go on now, or something like that.
A Malkin fan here. Sir, what did you think of the first period? Are you surprised it's tied 1-1 after the first?
Yeah, I am surprised about it. Dallas was out hitting us, though.
I know earlier in the season there were some concerns that Andre Fleury had been a little inconsistent. Did you see indications of that today?
No. I didn't see that.
Okay.
I'm making it tough to here, though.
Are you? I'm sorry. Didn't mean to do that. Didn't mean to interrupt you. We have another Penguins fan.
See, I like the.
That guy was saying it was difficult to do his business.
Yeah, and Tom, I like he's oblivious. Oh, I didn't really realize
right,
I was.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Beg my pardon.
Bothering you there.
I didn't see what you had in your hands.
No,
there.
I thought I was just here interviewing.
I was
people.
Told never to look down. I don't know.
Interrupt you. We have another Penguins fan here.
So sir,
what did you think of the first period? Surprise, it's still tied. It's tied 1-1 after first.
I don't know, it was a good game so far. That's all I can say about that.
Now, I know
some guys are just laughing.
A healthy scratch. How do you think that's affected the Pens' first line?
Not really sure right now.
Okay. We'll talk to some more Penguins fans.
Okay, you got
to
understand, they're all at the trough, and now Tom, since he's worked his way up to the front left, he's now just working his way along. Every guy and everybody he talks to now is in the midst of...
They're in mid-chore.
They're in midstream,
right.
So this guy's laughing because he just can't believe that, you know, I don't know.
But yet he doesn't want to be rude.
No!
He's a nice Pittsburghian.
No.
So nice.
Very nice here.
Right here? Lost you? How you doing? Yeah, you're on the Dallas Stars Radio Network right now. Another section, Meet the Enemy segment. What do you think? First... Excuse me, I just have to ask you a question here. After the first period, your surprise is all knotted at one.
Not at all. Yes, I am. I expected a much bigger, better game from the Penguins.
That's all.
Kind of awkward.
How do you mean? How was the first period awkward?
Well, that's not that awkward. I'm trying to do something and have an interview. Drink my beer is kind of awkward.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
I like that. Tom's like, how was the first period awkward? What did you find about the first period that was awkward? Not the fact that he has a microphone in his face.
Up you there? Okay. Sorry, we are in the area of the arena, I guess known as the trough. This is where the hardest core fans go. All right, I appreciate it. Are you afraid that there's too much scoring, that Marc-Andre Fleury could be a little bit better in net for you guys?
He'll be sharp in the third. Yeah, I got to go, though. I'm holding it in.
Sorry. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't want to stall you there. All right, we're going to talk to some people.
Now, this last guy, he was, I'm the producer of this segment.
Right.
And I walk him around, I'll kind of tap him on the shoulder, I'll point at a guy, and Tom goes after him.
Sure.
And I had noted this guy, when he walked in, had some big beer muscles. He was, what's this guy doing? And, you know, he appeared to want to talk, at least off the air. Well, he went into a stall, as some will do. So this last guy, Tom actually opens the stall door.
Are you serious?
And walks into the stall.
Oh, no.
And you would think this guy would be upset about that.
Of course.
He surprisingly is not, as Tom goes into the stall. Now, he's not sitting down.
Okay, good.
He was standing.
He sees all the urinals are taken, all the troughs.
Yeah,
so he goes to the stand-up toilet.
Yeah, and Tom, we opened the door, and the guy turned around. And this is the guy, and like I said, he had a lot of beer in him, so he doesn't appear to care.
We're talking to some Penguins fans. Yeah, sir, what did you want to say about the second period? What did you think?
Got to get them legs moving, boy. Every third period has its charm. Watch for the last.
Now, when he first said that, I thought he meant Tom needed to get his legs moving out of his stall. Because things were about to go down. I thought we had finally made someone mad.
He has a hockey point.
But he's not mad at all.
No.
I'm fascinated. We couldn't make anyone mad. No.
He's making a coaching point.
Bumping into people. He's putting his arm around them while they're going to the bathroom. And finally, this is the end of the second period intermission, Bob. This is our third bathroom.
Right.
That's why we decided, the producer decided.
Keep kicking it up a notch.
We're going in the stall. We need to get something, and this guy's more than happy to talk to Tom in the stall.
It's
amazing.
Every third period has its charm. Watch for the last 5 minutes. Penn's going to score that winner.
Who do you think's going to come through for Pittsburgh today?
Well, that's Kunitz. Kunitz or Kennedy, bro.
Yeah, he's already come through with one today. Make it two, huh?
Exactly. Kennedy, get them legs moving. Donnie, grab the Bonneville. Woo!
All right. That's the Meet the Enemy segment for today. We appreciate it. Let's go back to you, Ralph Razor.
And there it goes.
Wow.
Wow. Amazing.
In the stall.
If somehow they buy the fact that the Stars Radio Network
will send
sent
someone
it down,
to the toilet.
And they'll all be telling their friends about it the next day, and it'll be water cooler talk.